This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we conclude our series of lessons on the question, What Must I Do to Be Saved? By way of summary, let me say that we have noted that the Bible plainly and unequivocally teaches that men, if they are saved at all, are saved by the grace of God. No one can earn his salvation. But while the Bible teaches we are saved by the grace of God, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it does not teach that we are saved by grace only. There is not only something for God to do, and he did do it in the giving of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that through the power of his shed blood we might be saved, but there is also something for man to do. Now, if there were nothing for man to do, everybody would be saved because God offers his grace to everybody, Titus chapter 2, verse 11. So while we are saved by grace, we are not saved by grace only. We have also noted in this series that men are saved by grace without some works, Romans chapter 11 and verse 6, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. But while we recognize that there are some works which are excluded from the plan of salvation, and these are works of merit, works whereby one could, after he did them, could say to God, I have now earned my salvation, you must give it to me. But while we recognize that there are some works which are antagonistic to grace, there are other works which are not. In Luke chapter 17 and verse 10, Jesus said, When you've done all you've been commanded to do, count yourselves as unprofitable servants. So, while some works are excluded from the plan of salvation, there are other works, the acts of obedience of the gospel, which are included in that plan of salvation. We have further pointed out that men are saved by faith, but we have hastened to add that the same Bible which teaches we are saved by faith, Romans 5 and 1, also teaches that we are not saved by faith only, James chapter 2, verse 24. And while the Bible teaches we're saved by faith, it also teaches we are not saved by a dead faith, James chapter 2, verse 26. We are not saved by faith out of Christ, and since we enter Christ when we're baptized, one is not saved the very moment he believes. We have also noted that one is saved by faith, but not by faith without acts of obedience. That the Lord Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. And we have noted that while we are saved by faith, we are not saved at the point of faith, but we are saved by faith after our faith has led us to perform the acts of obedience which are commanded in the Word of God. We have also noted that one is saved by faith in connection with his love of the Lord, that faith works through love, that faith results in acts of obedience. And we had noted that in Acts chapter 2, when the Jews had gathered there that day, were convinced by the Apostle Peter that they had had a part in leading the Roman government to crucify not merely an itinerant Jewish carpenter, but the very Son of God. When Peter concluded his sermon by saying, Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, these people cried out, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And they were told not in the terms, as we might hear some day or at some time by various modern preachers, that since you're a believer you have absolutely nothing to do. Rather, he told them, Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now note in verse 41 of that same second chapter of the book of Acts, They then that gladly received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. My friends, there is not one single person who gladly receives the word of God as a believer that does not then go on and obey the Lord in being baptized, that is, immersed in water unto the remission of his sins. And when one does that, he is added by the Lord himself to the church for which he died, and he receives the remission of sins which Christ had promised through his blood.